Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. This month, March 2026, Ireland-born professional boxer Sam Rennie took his career to new heights by winning his second title out in Australia. The Manxman defeated Shamal Ramanuj at the Thunderdome 53 event at Metro City in Northbridge, Australia, to claim the vacant ANBF Australasian Super Featherweight title. That marked his second title success in less than a year, after also winning the WBC Australasian Silver Super Featherweight crown in May 2025. What's more, Rennie remains undefeated in the pro ranks since his debut in 2024, with 8 wins from 8 bouts. So what's the next step forward in the career of this rising star? Well, I've been speaking with Sam to find out how he now wants to push to the next level and, of course, how it also feels to be a 2-time champion.
Yeah, it does. It's hard to find the words to explain. I'm pretty sure I said that last time, but like I said in the interview after the fight, you know, pro boxing has been around the Isle of Man since the early 1900s. And we'd never had a champion once in the history of the country. And then I come along and I do it twice in the space of 9 months. So it comes across quite rash when you say it like that, but it's not coming across cocky. I'm just proud of myself and I hope I've done the island proud.
Yeah, that's 2 title belts in the space of less than a year. I mean, when you look at, say, those who are, you know, the high profile names in some of the divisions across the world, you know, sometimes they'll do a title defense once every year or every 2 years. So what's been the key to having these two successes in such a short space of time?
I'm just trying to climb the ranks. I'm just, you know, I'm hungry for success. And, you know, I've got good people around me. I've got a good team around me. I'm fighting good opponents with winning records, you know, lads that are ranked higher than me. And I'm just chasing all this glory. I want to see how far I can go in the sport. You know, it started off just be a pro champion. And now it's a 2-time pro champion. And, you know, I'm the king of Australia and Asia. And hopefully one day the world. Hopefully I can become world champion. I know I've got a long way to go, but you know, I'm just keep on climbing. A lot of people, like you say, they'll fight once and then they'll settle off and taper off, and then they'll fight again and they'll fight a few journeymen or whatever it takes. But me, I'm just thinking, you know, balls to the wall and see how far I can take it.
Just on that point, is that what you thrive off, the idea that it's not quite non-stop, but that you've always got something in the pipeline to be aiming for? You're always keeping yourself busy. How important is that to you?
Yeah, well, definitely more so for my mental health than anything. Like, I lose purpose when I'm not in boxing. And, you know, I feel like I've always been known my whole life as Sam the Boxer. So when I've not got something in the pipeline, I sort of lose track of who I am. And I don't really do anything else in my life other than boxing. You know, I don't drink, I don't party, I don't really have a big group of friends. I just, my whole life is boxing. Everything I do revolves around boxing. So the moment I finish fighting, the next day I wake up in the morning, I ring my manager and say, what's next? And he's always laughing at me, saying, you're the only fighter in the whole group that does this.
But, you know, does that say, do you think a bit about your character as well, that you're so focused on what you want to do? Is that one of the main reasons behind succeeding, well, twice in terms of championship side of things in such a short space of time?
Yeah, well, you know, some people might say the opposite. Some people might say I might burn out, or, you know, I might be rushing my career and going too fast. And I don't know, it's hard to say, innit? I'm the one living the life and going through the career. So whatever happens, happens. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But all I can do is just wake up every day, keep training, keep fighting, and just try to be the best I can, and try to do my family proud, try to do my country proud, and of course do myself proud. But there's no recipe for it. You know, everyone's got their own ways. For me, I like to just keep going, keep going, keep going. Some people have to taper off and take mini breaks or whatever, but yeah, each to their own. But for me, I know what works, and it's, like I say, I'm 8 fights in and it's worked so far, so I just got to keep going.
Yeah, like you say, each to their own. And when it comes to the Isle of Man as well, I'm sure you've had plenty of congratulations from people here on the island over the last couple of days.
Yeah, you know, it's good to, like, sometimes, I've said it before a while ago, sometimes you can feel like, obviously, because I'm representing the island on the other side of the world, you can feel out of sight, out of mind. But hopefully, you know, people are talking about me over there, and hopefully I'm doing everyone proud, and hopefully I'm inspiring the next generation of fighters as well. You know, New Horizon Boxing Club, I was over for Christmas. I went down to the gym and they've got loads of talented lads coming through, all young lads, teenagers and stuff. Lenny Henderson, one in particular, he's on the come up. And, you know, there's loads of good lads, so hopefully I can inspire them all to go on and do well.
And just to come to something we were chatting about before we started, really, about what happens after you've had the high of, well, you know, winning a fight, winning a championship as well, those days afterwards as well. I mean, how do you find that, I suppose, whether it's a come down or not, but how do you deal with that? How do you find that experience of after a fight has been won?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't figured out how to deal with it. You totally crash, at least for me anyway. I'm not sure if other fighters will agree, but you do crash, like I said to you before the interview started. You live such a structured life for 12 weeks, you know, waking up at a certain time, eating at a certain time, training, everything's structured all for this one moment. Then you finally get that one moment and then you just lose purpose almost. And yeah, don't know if there's any Manx psychologists out there that want to get in touch and talk to me about it, then feel free, because I don't know the answer to that. But you do sort of crash and lose a bit of purpose, and I try and stay sane. Like I said, I was back in the gym on Monday just to keep myself sane. But yeah, you do have a massive come down. It's, you sort of question why you do it to begin with. You have a 5 minute high, and then after that it's like, oh, now I've got to do it again. I've got to go back through the camp, got to go back through the lows and the highs, and the, you know, the injuries, the niggles, the diets, all that, and then doubting yourself. Every boxer doubts himself, and it's a hard lifestyle to live. So yeah, and then all for 5 minutes of high, and then the come down, and then you do it again. It's just never ending. So I'm probably not selling the dream to kids, but it is worth it. The 5 minute high, there's nothing better than it. But you do just need to keep yourself sane and keep yourself busy afterwards.
Just two more questions. First off, I suppose whether it is in the short or long term, of course, you are now a two-time champion. There is possibly going to come a time in the short or long term that someone is going to be challenging you for your belt. It's not that you're aiming for it. You're going to be the reigning and defending, if you like. So will that involve a bit of a switch of mindset for you in the fact of defending a title, or is it just business as usual?
Yeah, well, I'd say it's business as usual. I've obviously not experienced it myself. I've got many great fighters around me that have defended it. Lewis Clark is my stablemate. He's been a Western Australia champion, and he also won the belt on the weekend with me. So he's defended belts. So, you know, I'm surrounded by lads that have been there, who you've been the title challenger, now you're defending champion. But yeah, it's the same thing at the end of the day. You go into the ring and it's a fight, regardless of what it's for, or if you're defending something, or you're challenging for something. At the end of the day, you've got 12 weeks to prepare. You go in there, you know what the job is. It doesn't matter who you're in with or what it's for, you just get the job done. So I guess that's my mentality. I try not to make boxing, you know, the be-all and end-all of my life. At the end of the day, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm young, you know, I'm doing all right for myself. If there's ever a day where it all comes tumbling down, so be it. You know, I'll just ride it till the wheels fall off. But it's not the be all and end all of life. You go in there, you perform the best of your ability every time, and that's it. The outcome will sort itself out.
Excellent. And yeah, just one final question, I guess, in the whether it's the short or long term. I know it's only just been a couple of days since you last fought, but in terms of plans going forward, have you got anything specific, or I suppose more general, in mind over the next few months?
I've got a few things I'm in talks with, a few international fights. I can't say too much or get in trouble, but yeah, like I say, I was straight onto the phone to my manager the next day, and we're looking at some international fights now. I feel like I've done what I can on the domestic scene. I would love a homecoming show again. I've said it almost every time, but I'd love to fight in the Isle of Man and get a show on over there, or at least across the pond in Liverpool or something close to the Isle of Man. And so we're trying to get something like that sorted, but we're definitely looking at an international fight in the near future, within a month or two.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series for a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.